Blog Talk Radio.
Bad seed. Scarred up and battered, bruised up, stolen and shattered. My whole life I got my ass whipped. A bad seed, that's what you wanted to call me. I flaunted my style out there in the mall, seat to Long Beach. Raw heat, troubles intertwined, but now I got a lot of seeds in line. Believe the dynasty is mine, these rhymes were off the time, yeah. When me and my mom was on the street, crime was still coming up with heat. Looking for a place for us to sleep, my bones got weak, nobody had no place for me. Now you know what that's gonna do to a young black man in this kaleidoscope. I'd rather hope and that's gonna make you bubble harder. God bless, I didn't know my father, I have twin daughters. So who wanna stab me in the spine for a couple of quotas? The struggle's orders and former reporters is open polling. California, I'm tired of excuses from fallen soldiers, I'm ballin' on ya. Recognize when we see a bad seed. Bad seed. Open your eyes when you see a bad seed. Separated, my family faded, I wholly made it to court, my freedom forbaded. And the DA who hated me a bad seed, that's what she wanted to call me to. Because I did what them ballers do, because I was all into living a life of crime, speaking my mind, spitting these rhymes, slanging these nine bitches. And I ain't gon' lie to you, I had to do what I had to do to make a move to blast at you if it was necessary. I wasn't very big as a little kid, taking a swig under the bridge, taking a fight from bigger kids, kicking the busters in their ribs like my hitter karate did. Now who gon' be the bad seed tonight? I had to fight. So now you're gonna put me in the same category as murder stories and criminals that you see on TV. That was never me, nobody believed, but I still got a felony. I ain't the bad seed, I'm just the product of the system, G. And if you wanna judge, get the finger from me. And if you think I budge, yeah, the fuck what you think. And I won't hold a grudge if you don't hold one on me. Bad seed. Open your eyes when you see a bad seed. B-A-D-S-E-E-D, that's what you wanted to call me. I wonder why, is it because I'm getting high? Is it because I ain't afraid to die? I wonder why you wanna hold me down? Is it because my first name is Crown? I'm putting it down, I'm moving around the town. And bad apple in the bush, I'm giving away, I'm coming about the cut. I'm opening the doors, I'm slinging the doors, doing the thing that it's I show. Why? It's 2 in the morning, I'm sipping. A bad seed, gotta do them things, slanging them jacks in a Cadillac. So follow me to the end of time, and you will find a life of crime. A bad seed. Why they might point a finger at me? Recognize when you see a bad seed. I'm not the bad harvest.
Yes, that was by Crown. Who was a member well, she'll be on the line with us shortly. Let's hit you guys with one more song while we work to get her on the line with us. Or let's see if we can just get her on the line with us. We'll call again.
You can get Layla on the line with us.
Hello?
Hey, Layla.
Hello? Did you just call me from another number?
Yeah. Number.
I can't really hear you.
Hello?
All right, can you hear better now? Hey.
I think so. I think so. Did you just call from another number?
Yeah, this is the station number. Yeah. So, welcome to Radio MSFP's, which is brought to you guys by the Splendificus Foundation. We are honored to have Layla Steinberg on the line with us right now. This is going to be a very interesting show. All the questions I had to get proved by Rick Alvizo at Cal State Northridge to be used for a term paper, as many of you guys know. We have Layla Steinberg, Tupac's mentor and first manager, on the line with us, and I'm honored to call her a mentor of mine as well. Welcome. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Big step. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, Layla Steinberg is an educator, a music manager, and a former touring musician with an African band. Before you called in, we played a song by one of our artists, Crown, a real interesting individual, a product of the system, constantly targeted for racial oppression by the police. We're actually working on a Save Crown project, which leads me to my first question for today is what parallels have you observed between the oppressions in Mali and Africa and racial oppressions that Black rappers face here in the United States?
I wish I could have heard your question a little better. Did you say what parallels have I observed between? Say that again.
What parallels have you observed between the oppression in Mali and Africa at large and the racial oppression that the Black rappers face here in the United States?
I would have to say that when we say observed, I haven't observed the oppression in Mali because I've never been to Mali. But oppression is global, and my observation is that people that are oppressed all over the world are primarily people of color, that the lines of privilege and poverty have everything to do with race and class, and that that hip-hop specifically is an eruption and a reaction to oppression and to racism and to classism and all the other isms, and it is a young Black male art form that erupted in and from the streets and from a history of pain and oppression, and that oppression has traveled and it exists in every land that has been colonized. So it is a continuation, and that's really the only way I could speak to it because I haven't been to Mali. But I have been involved in African music and worked with African artists for a very long time. So, you know, through my learning and my reading and my relationships, I've come to know firsthand the effects and the damage caused by colonization and oppression of people indigenous to the lands all over the world.
Yes, and I know that they, with the with the griots, they were talking about how they tell the news of their lands, and there's a saying about how hip hop is like the black CNN. And so, in your experiences touring with an African band, what did you learn about the value of the Grali, the Jiro, and the Dali?
Well, what I came to understand and value and be blessed to be mentored and work with African musicians is the role of the storyteller through music, and the importance of preserving history and oral traditions and as it relates to the tribe, the community, and how information is passed through generations. And the griot is the center of that. That's the messenger. That is, it's almost like the profession of the storyteller and the part of the oral tradition and the culture. And so hip-hop is, again, an extension and a continuation of the African art of storytelling with purpose, with message, with this lineage that's being passed on. So I don't know if I answered that well, but I just...
You answered it amazingly. In your experiences working with Tupac and Earl Sweatshirt, what do you feel as rappers their connection was to the roots of the Mandinka tribe, or just to the music in Africa and the music of the griots and dalis?
Well, then again, you're asking some specifics that I don't feel I can answer. I can't speak for them and their connection and influence, especially of a specific tribe. But I can say that Earl is an African son. His father is South African. He understands his roots and where he came from. And Tupac, too. Both were committed to freedom, fighting oppression, fighting racism, and really understanding their lineage and from where they came, and that most people of African descent that were born in America have a history that's tied to slavery and oppression. And so I would say both of them took their responsibility seriously and understood that as artists, they had a responsibility to communicate deeper. You know, they both have something to say. They share that and understand clearly their African history.
And what is something that you've learned from touring with an African band that you have taken with you in your management of hip-hop artists?
Oh, goodness. Traveling and being mentored by African artists, you understand the role of prayer and God in your art. We never got into a van or ate a meal without recognizing that everything comes from God. And community, family, music with a message and purpose, that was really the driving force. I learned so much from my time with OJ Ekemode and his band and many of the South African artists I was blessed to work with. So I would say that the artist I ended up doing business with and working for had somebody that that was blessed to learn from African artists, because it made me a stronger, better representation for young Black artists that I ended up working with and managing early on. And morality and values and intention were a daily conversation with the Nigerian and South African artists I work with. And I carried that with me into how I handle business. And I think it was important. I think we owe a lot to the African artists that came and toured here and helped really support hip-hop early on.
I agree. So if there is one thing that you could speak on about the parallels and elaborate on between the struggles that you've seen in Africa and what you've seen here stateside with the African American community, what would you say that is?
If there was one thing I could say, I don't know if there's one thing I could say, but I think that we have an opportunity to have honest conversations that help us heal, and I believe we're all obligated to understand history, to take a deeper look at race and class in this country and globally. And we are either part of the solution or we are the problem. So what I would say is that every one of us individually and collectively owe it to the planet to take the time that you're doing and have discussions and work to understand why we are so damaged. And I always go back to my work in emotional literacy. We need to take responsibility for ourselves, begin to heal ourselves, and then understand that collectively we are responsible for the healing of the planet and this imbalance and the role of finance and economics that drives racism and classism. And a lot of what I have learned as far as social justice and activism came from African artists who were fighting for their right to exist and for freedom from colonization. And it's a discussion that's difficult for people and important that we tackle it and are not afraid to have it.
I think that that's very important. We actually, in our show bio, for those who want to know more about your nonprofit, aimfortheheart.org, we actually posted a link in this episode's bio. So people who want to learn more about aimfortheheart.org can click on that link. We also have a link for those, you know, who are listening, who want to sign up for Splendificus Fest. We're raising money for social justice, mental health awareness, and the enrichment of creatives. And we're off, and people who show up for Layla's mic sessions and for heart work, if they screenshot this, we're giving a 50% discount for artists associated with AIM, and we hope to pending the approval of my team also give a portion of what we raise back to aimfortheheart.org.
Well, thank you, Big Steph.
You're welcome, and thank you for joining us today. It's been a pleasure having you on air with us, and I am going to now play a song by our artist, Crown, called Bad Seed. This artist was clearly inspired by Tupac.
Bad Seed. Up, stolen, he shattered. My whole life I got my ass whipped. A bad seed, that's what you wanted to call me. I flaunted my style out there in Mossy to Long Beach. Raw heat, troubles intertwined, but now I got a lot of seeds in line. Believe the dynasty is mine. These rhymes were off the time, yeah. When me and my mom was on the street, crime was still coming up with heat. Looking for a place for us to sleep. My bones got weak, nobody had no place for me. Now you know what that's gonna do to a young black man in this kaleidoscope. I'd rather hope and that's gonna make you bubble harder. God bless, I didn't know my father. I have twin daughters, so who wanna stab me in the spine for a couple of quotas? The struggle's orders and former reporters is open polling. California, I'm tired of excuses from fallen soldiers, I'm ballin' on ya. Recognize when we see a bad seed. Bad seed. Open your eyes when you see a bad seed. Separated, my family faded, the holy made it to court, my freedom forbade it. And the DA who hated me a bad seed, that's what she wanted to call me to. Because I did what them ballers do, because I was all into living a life of crime, speaking my mind, spitting these rhymes, slanging these nine bitches. And I ain't gon' lie to you, I had to do what I had to do to make a move to blast at you if it was necessary. I wasn't very big as a little kid, taking a swig under the bridge, taking a fight from bigger kids, kicking the busters in their ribs like my hitter karate did. Now who gon' be the bad seed tonight? I had to fight. So now you're gonna put me in the same category as murder stories and criminals that you see on TV. That was never me, nobody believed, but I still got a felony. I ain't the bad seed, I'm just the product of the system, G. And if you wanna judge, get the finger from me. And if you think I budge, yeah, the fuck what you think. And I won't hold a grudge if you don't hold one on me. Bad seed. Open your eyes when you see a bad seed. B-A-D-S-E-E-D, that's what you wanted to call me. I wonder why, is it because I'm getting high? Is it because I ain't afraid to die? I wonder why you wanna hold me down? Is it because my first name is Crown? I'm putting it down, I'm moving around the town. And bad apple in the bunch, I'm giving it what? I'm coming about the cut, I'm opening the doors, I'm slinging the doors, doing the things that it's I show. Why? It's 2 in the morning, I'm sipping. A bad seed, gotta do them things, slanging them gas in a Cadillac. So follow me to the end of time, and you will find a life of crime. A bad seed. Why is everybody pointing the finger at me? Recognize when you see a bad seed. I'm not the bad harvest. That was Bad Seed by Crown. I want to once again thank our guest, Layla Steinberg, for joining us today. And hope to see you all at Splendificus Fest. And we'll catch you all on the flip side. Peace.